But first, we got to do today's No Sweat News, David.
No Sweat News. Here we go.
Today's No Sweat News asks the question, what time is it when the professional cuddler goes too far?
No Sweat News time. That's what time it is.
Professional what now?
A professional cuddler.
Apparently, professional cuddling is a thing.
Oh, boy.
Because we were not touched enough as children. Dateline Arizona. A professional cuddler is being sued after a cuddling session went too far into sexual contact.
Well, that's usually the goal of most men over the age of 15.
It was a female professional cuddler.
Oh!
And a female cuddly.
Oh.
Is one the cuddler and the other cuddle?
Oh, my.
Cuddly, cuddler. Cuddler. Cuddle you, cuddle me.
Well, this cuddling story got fun.
A professional cuddler. Yes, for $80 an hour, somebody cuddles with you.
Yeah, that's really sad, by the way.
Yeah,
if you're actually spending 80 bucks just to get cuddled.
I agree, David. Well, a woman in question called the called a national group that certifies cuddlers.
Wait, what? Cuddling certification?
You have to get a license for this
apparently,
dopey pastime?
Along the lines of massage therapy, I guess you need a license.
God.
The board promptly decertified the cuddler, another woman by the name of Suzanne Woodward, for breaking its code of conduct because somehow the cuddly ended up with the cuddler's nipple in her mouth.
Wait, well,
Time out. Stop traffic.
Not cuddling.
Wait one second.
That is a cuddle infraction. Throw the yellow flag onto the field.
Yes.
15 yards. That is illegal.
The cuddler, or the cuddly, the woman who was on the receiving end of the cuddling, filed another complaint with the state board that regulates massage because the cuddler apparently is a massage therapist as well.
As you know, Dave, it's illegal for massage therapists to engage in any sensual activity with its client with their clients.
Well, I mean, for the most part.
No matter how much you tip.
I mean, there's
a couple
websites.
Sadly, the state board in charge of that couldn't do anything because no massage took place. She was acting as a cuddler.
In your face.
So now it's
she's going to live to cuddle again.
Yeah, you know, it's all in the hands of the Better Business Bureau, who no doubt is doing shots of tequila before they talk about this nonsense.
Well, it doesn't seem like the most important thing that you can decide, but the decision needs to be made.
The cuddler went too far. Alex,
yeah, all
for
right.
200.
What the hell?
Wow. Now, Dateline the Internet for story number two. According to a new survey, almost half of Americans say they've worn the same pair of underwear for 2 days or longer.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. See, now that's true here in the studio. 50% of the people in the studio right now are probably wearing underwear they wore yesterday.
Well, hold on. I am not wearing any underwear. The past 2 days, all of my dirty undies are in the hamper, and I'm just going, you know.
I wear fresh underwear daily, sometimes two new pair every day.
I'm going commando.
13% of people, according to the same survey, have worn the same pair of underwear for more than a week.
I get that.
I am fully disgusted.
Well,
it's you people who are making it bad for everyone
else.
Doing
the laundry is such a pain in the neck. If you just double up, go on a 2 or 3 day run.
Disgusting.
You'll find that you don't have to do as much laundry. And then it's such a hassle.
We're going to change your name to East Side Crotch Rot.
Oh, come on.
Yuck.
I mean, now, just because people say, oh, there goes Pigpen when I walk past
exactly.
them.
And they go, what's that smell? And Dateline Florida for our third and final story of the day. The 20-year-old named Hunter Mills from Crestview, Florida, got in an argument with his girlfriend at his job, which just happened to be a construction site. He ended the argument by jumping in the front-end loader and dumping a full load of dirt on his girlfriend's car.
Oh, that's awesome. God bless you.
Argument over. I don't know if it's a good sign for a relationship when someone uses hardcore construction equipment to get the last word in as an argument, but I do believe the $8,000 in damage also ended the relationship.
Oh, they can't move past this.
Might not be a match made in heaven. Sounds to me like somebody needs a cuddler.
Oh, yes.
That's story three, and that's it for today's No Sweat News. I should let you know we're giving away tickets to see The Who on Friday morning's No Sweat News quiz. So listen to the No Sweat News every day this week at about 7:20. Save us a brain cell all week long, and you just might get to see The Who at Madison Square Garden on September the 1st.
That's really awesome.
That's coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
With The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.